Stupidity has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupidity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gotts, a man I consider a personal hero, an icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gotts providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gotts' influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupidity.
All right, welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, bigger than Oprah. How about that? Bigger than the Big O.
Oscar Robertson.
Oscar Robertson.
I was waiting for it. I knew you'd screw it up.
Did I call him Robertson?
Of course you did. You always do.
I do. I don't know why I do that. Yeah. It's really annoying. Yeah. Anyway, please subscribe, rate, and review. Unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. One of the many great things about Super Bowl week in Radio Row, which is my heaven, by the way. Okay, there. Listen, Stanzik, you've been around me long enough. I have two heavens, not one. The first one is Radio Row. The second one is Bristol, Connecticut.
It's true.
I mean, it's true. It's everyone else's hell. It's my heaven. I don't understand.
It's funny. You have two heavens, and in this bonus episode of Stupidity, you will hear Stu Gotts reference the second armpit of America. He has two of those as well. Two heavens and two armpits of America. One's Worcester, Mass. I mean, that's known.
Well, that goes without saying. I mean, it is. Only, listen, if you're on the Holy Cross side, you're fine. If you're on the Clark University side, hell. I mean, it's the armpit of university. It should have been called Armpit University.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's such a bad time. But they've supposedly cleared it up. One of the beautiful things about Radio Row and Super Bowl week is being paraded around and going station to station. So just for those of you who don't know, when you come into Radio Row, you have all the big national shows kind of like on the edges. Like we're out on an edge because we have a bigger stage. There's TV involved. You have Pro Football Talk. You have Sirius on the other side, Fox Sports. Those are all like on the edges. On the inside is a lot of the local radio stations, some of our affiliates, not affiliates as well. But one of the cool things about Radio Row is, you know, they parade you around for a little radio tour. You go local station, the local station, the local station. I complain about it, even though I really f***ing love doing it.
You're heaven.
I mean, you were with me. Yeah. Was I eating it up?
It was supposed to be 2 hours. I think it would be 3.5.
And I would have went 5.5. I mean, seriously.
I had to pull you away from every single interview.
Yeah, so we decided it was fun. But what we also decided was if I was going to do work for these people, they were going to do work for me. Okay? And so what Stanzik did, he gave you like fly on the wall access as I was going around, bouncing around Radio Row, station to station, being interviewed by people, sometimes taking over the interview myself and I started interviewing them. I felt like I graded a lot of people afterwards. Did you notice that?
Oh, you did.
I'm telling you, good job. I patted them on the butt. You notice those two guys? I forget which two guys up in Albany, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Good job. Yeah. Pat on the ass. It was weird.
But you'll get a sampling of that.
You'll get a sampling of that. So Stanzik followed me around. He was my handler. I was very uncomfortable with this. The first station we went to, by the way, I was brought by a team of handlers, okay? Listen, every station I went on, what they talked about is, Common Man, you're so relatable. We love you. And I am being ushered around Radio Row by 17 handlers. There is nothing more relatable than that.
Well, you're the one everybody was worried about. You've noticed they left it up to me at the end because no one else could get you to the next interview.
I know. So Stanzik gave you, he came around with me because he's great. He's good at what he does. And this is probably going to be very funny for the audience of this podcast. But he gave you fly on the wall access of me doing the Super Bowl week Radio Row local tour. I think we did, what, 8 stations in like 2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
All right, enjoy. Here's me being a jackass.
Stupidity!
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Action Sports Jacks on ESPN 690 at Super Bowl 54 here in Miami. Brent Martin, Austin Lane, and now joined by Stu Gotts, who Yeah, we just really met him, but he's become a friend of the program over the first year on ESPN 690 in Jacksonville. Back from vacation here in, well, really your home. You don't have to travel too far. This is like just going to work, right?
Yes, it is going to work. I traveled further to get here, though, from my house up in Parkland than I did on the last vacation I was on, which was Cancun, Mexico. So it's a little bit further. It's a far drive from where I live. So, but we're having fun, man. Cancun to Miami Beach, Super Bowl week. Can't really complain, man. This is the third time I've been on with you guys. Second time, I think, in 2 weeks.
Yep.
I feel a weekly show is in order. I'm going to start charging the station. I'm just letting them know right now. Whoever runs the place, I'm telling you right now, get a sponsor, and I'll come on with these guys every week.
Well, if nothing else, man, I feel like I'm like the Karate Kid, and you're like, kind of like my Mr. Miyagi, man, right? Because you're always giving me advice and everything. You're always kind of talking me through it, man. So I appreciate you being here and showing up again. And,
yeah, man.
Oh, I hope you have some more advice for me.
We don't have the couch this time. Okay?
We don't have the couch, though.
No, yeah, there's no couch. But you guys, listen, the first time I was on, you guys were just getting started. You made it a year. Now you're past a year. I gave you your advice for your 1 year anniversary.
I was taking notes.
So stick to that. You've done a good job. And then when we get to a second year, I will have more advice. But I got to tell you, man, you are a big, strapping, tall, good-looking
thank
man.
You. Thank you.
Good looking too.
You should be a bit more confident. You should be telling me what I should be doing, man. Kidding me?
He tells me what I should be doing. And I listen most of the time. Yeah. And what's it like to have the Super Bowl here? I mean, it's been here before. It's Miami. I mean, it's just I say this a lot about the big cities. Like, if you have stuff in New York and Chicago and L.A., they're used to big things. You know, you take it to some places and it's like, wow, it's the Super Bowl. Is it still, wow, it's the Super Bowl in Miami?
I think it is. First off, it gives our city a chance to showcase itself for an entire week, which I think is always cool, especially you live in a city that is near and dear to your heart. Now, not from here. I'm from New York, but I've been down here since 97, and this city embraced me, our show, and Dan in a way that took us national. And so I am forever grateful to the listeners down here, because they're the ones who got us started. What people don't realize about Miami when they get here is the stadium is 45 minutes north from where we are sitting. It's in Miami Gardens. There is nothing, and I mean nothing. It is the armpit of civilization, Miami Gardens. And then there's I'm serious. And I said that about Worcester, Massachusetts, two places, and Miami Gardens. Yeah.
And answer me this question, man, because obviously Miami, it never closes, right? They're up all night and everything like that. We're at Miami Beach last night, and there's people telling us to come eat dinner at 2:30 in the morning, man.
Of course, yeah.
How do people not weigh 500 pounds? Because if you're eating at 2:30 in the morning, like I'm talking about a 10-course meal, you think like people would eventually not be that aesthetically pleasing, but they are in Miami.
The drugs.
Quickly becoming
works wonders.
That's Stugatz's answer now.
Yeah.
But it's weird. Like, it's just things happen. There's no rhyme or reason to anything down here. It's 2:30, and then they go out to a club afterwards.
Yeah,
the thudding reality set in last night, where you know I've been doing this for 20 years, right? I feel like an old man saying that, but I am an old man. Where I realized I'm 47, man. I'm not 32 anymore. It's like Michael Jr. You know, he and I do a lot of work together. We love each other. I love Gojo. But it dawned on me pretty quickly yesterday that Gojo does it. He loves doing work with me. He loves having me on the radio. He loves doing radio shows together. He doesn't want me at his parties. He doesn't need me at his parties. I'm the old man now. I'm 47. I have two kids, and I can't do it. So Dan and I were laughing that we used to be like the center of the like Radio Row experience, and we'd go all the parties, and we'd attack them, and we'd stay out late, and we'd have dinner second dinner at 2:30 in the morning, and then go out again, and then do the show with the very little sleep. I can't do it anymore. Yeah. So, like our dinner's over at, 8:30, and I'm like, I'm going to bed, and Michael Jr. is like, I'm just getting started. And, I remember those days, but those days have passed.
And you almost feel bad saying, I'm going to bed. Hey, we got to let you go. Stu Gatz.
I'm uncomfortable with the handlers.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Hey, it's good to have a handler. That's always a good thing.
I wish I had it myself.
We'll have more to come, and you can listen 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Stu Gatz, Dan Le Batard, ESPN 690.
Stupidity!
Stupidity on the podcast. It's, just the biggest podcast there
is. It's bigger than Oprah.
It's bigger than Oprah.
Okay.
Enough said.
Stupidity!
Back on Radio Row in Miami, Nick Cattle Show with you. Guest chair. Stu Gatz from the Dan Le Batard Show. You guys know all about him. 10 to 1 on ESPN Radio 94.1 every single day, Monday through Friday. I think, Stu Gatz, the story of the Le Batard Show is not told enough. Like, people don't know how you guys began and how it grew into what it is. you actually began as the lead host of the show.
Yeah.
My first two-part question, which I know you're going to hate, but what were you doing that was ruining the show, first of all?
Yeah.
And secondly,
good question, actually.
Who realized that it needed to change? Was it you or was it Levitard?
So it's interesting. When I put the station together, I would not have started that station until Dan agreed to do afternoons. Because Dan, at the time, was a journalist. Now he's turned into a clown. I turned him into a clown, okay? He's come over to the dark side. But Dan is, you know, he was writing for the Herald. But I had... You know, Boog Shambi, who is one of the voices of Sunday Night Baseball at ESPN.
Uncle, by the way.
Yeah.
Boog Shambi's uncle, John Shambi.
Yeah.
Hired me for this job back in 2012.
Wow. Small world.
Yep.
So, Boog and I were very close.
Yep.
Levitard and Boog, very close. Dan and I did not know each other. So Boog was always telling me that there was this great personality, that you don't see because it doesn't come out in writing.
Yeah.
It's hard to come out in print. And so there's this funny, caring, authentic, genuine guy, and it got me thinking, man, I should try him out on radio. Plus, I was producing the Hank Goldberg Show for many, many, many years. I'm distracted. I'm sorry by the old man wearing a uniform behind me, number 69.
He's done that every single day, so that I'm not distracted anymore.
Get him on the podcast. And I don't know who he is, but is it Kuchenberg? Get him on the podcast.
I don't know.
So anyway, so I thought Dan was like really, you know, could he be good at radio? Could this translate? Could that personality, because it can't come out in print. It's impossible for it to come out in print. And as I was saying earlier, I was producing Hank Goldberg's show, and at the time, back in, I think, 97, 98, Hank had one of the biggest shows in America, right? It was local, it was in Miami, but national radio hadn't really taken off yet.
Yep.
And so Hank had this big local show, was featured in Sports Illustrated, and he spent his entire show basically was ripping Levitard's articles. And so I combined, like, hey, Boog's telling me there's this great guy.
Yeah.
Then there's this other side of this guy that is driving Hank Goldberg crazy on a daily basis, where he's doing an entire show just trashing him and his articles. I'm like, I got to meet this guy as I'm starting the station. And I met him. We met at a Starbucks. I saw everything within 5 minutes that Boog was telling me about the personality, the warmth, the genuineness, the authenticity, all that good stuff. And he and I talked, and I said, listen, I want you to do afternoon drive. And he agreed to do it. And we had Joe Rose on in the morning. We had him in the afternoons. Pretty good start to a brand new radio station in a major market. And Dan calls me a week before the show starts. He says, hey, I'm not doing this thing alone.
Really? A week before?
Like a week before. I was slated to do the midday shows. And Dan said, I need a co-host. And he wanted to do it with Boog. Boog was not available at the time. So Boog suggested to him that it'd be me. So Dan said, he said, I need a co-host. I don't want to do this alone. I said, I'll go find your co-host. He said, no, that co-host needs to be you. I said, why? He goes, Boog told me it needs to be you, that we'll work well together. I said, I'm doing middays. He said,
so Boog saw that in his head and said, you guys would be perfect on the air.
Yeah, he'd be a good foil for you. And so, to Boog's credit, yeah. And so I said, damn, but I'm supposed to be doing middays. He goes, okay, well, if you want me doing afternoons, you're not doing middays anymore. So I had to scramble for a new midday show, which I did. But it worked out. And so to answer your question about driving the show, we didn't know what we were doing at the start. And so I was the only one who had any radio experience.
Yep.
And so I just started driving the show. What it was, the very beginning, was a three-hour interview every day, me interviewing Dan. We had no chemistry. We didn't know each other,
yep.
Okay? And that takes years to develop, right? And so, and not to give Boog too much credit, but he deserves the credit, he sat us both down. He said, listen, it's the Dan Levitard Show, Wins to Gods. Dan's got to be the first voice. He's got to be the guy driving the topics. He's got to be the guy who is intrigued and interested in what it is that you're talking about. Otherwise, Stugas is just guessing on a daily basis that Dan is talking about. So Dan will tell you stories early on when we started the show, how bad it was because it was that, a three-hour interview. And then, you know, Dan will tell you stories about him driving around on his bicycle in his neighborhood trying to think about how to fix it. And little do we know, the fix was Boog Shambi. Just call him. He'll tell us how to do it, and we did it, and here we are. And so that is the long version of how our show came together and why the first couple of weeks or months were so dreadful, and they were bad. We went back and tried to play the first show for Dan.
Really?
Our audience wanted it.
When did you do this?
We tried to do it, I think, like 4 or 5 years ago. Our audience wanted it so badly. Let's go play the first show. And our audience is so loyal. They didn't care. Like, they would listen to it right now. They would listen to it on a loop, all right? but Dan couldn't get through the first segment. So we're playing it like we announced to the audience, hey, you want to hear our first show? Dan and I, we're going to sit back. We're going to enjoy it together. This is going to be the show today. 5 minutes in, Dan said, scrap it. It was that bad. It was that uncomfortable. And Dan had trouble getting through it. So that's a short story on the Dan Lampetard show, which is good.
All right. I'm not going to get to Kyle's golf question. Sorry, Kyle, but I do have one last question for you. What's the one thing that the 49ers have to do to beat the Chiefs, Stugatz?
You got to choke on the Chiefs when you do that. What's the single most important thing the 49ers have to do to beat the Chiefs? Stop Patrick Mahomes.
Brilliant.
That's simple, right?
Brilliant.
And by the way, can we stop anointing Patrick Mahomes before he's won a Super Bowl? I mean, enough. He can be Dan Marino just as easily as he can be Tom Brady. So everyone relax. Okay?
All right, his name is Stugatz. Everybody's telling
Stupidity!
Him to leave. Stupidity. He's got to get out of here. People are kicking him out. Thanks, Stugatz.
Subscribe, rate, review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. I don't care if you listen. See ya.
Stupidity!
He's the mayor. He's the mayor of Miami, you know, Stugatz. So we know we have to wait a little bit. We know he can't. He's not allowed to just walk. Yeah, look at
Syracuse in the house.
Yeah, there we go.
Dan Stan's such a New York guy.
All right. Oh, he'll leave us. Right there for you, Stugatz.
Such a New York guy, right?
Yeah.
That's same as me, man.
Oh, really?
Salve, Syracuse. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, look at this. Couple of matches, cutting it up.
Yeah. We have the technology. We can actually do this. We spared no expense. 4 microphones from upstate New York.
How about that?
Deal,
look at that. Yeah.
We are joined by a co-host of the Dan Lebatard Show, Stugatz. You're like the mayor in here. You can't get around. you had to tell Bobby Carpenter to get out of your way. You had to throw a stiff arm.
I did. Well, listen, it's out of my loyalty to you guys who I've never met before. I mean.
Well, you talked to us on the phone twice, so I feel like we've really bonded.
I know.
I feel like we've had that moment.
Yeah, it's nice to be on with you guys again.
Well, it's good to have you.
Thanks, man.
Say it's the best of Philly. That's what we're hoping for.
It's the best. Listen, I have said this 7 times today. I'll say it again. This is the best affiliate that ESPN has. 104.5. Albany. There it is. 104.5 FM. Is that it?
That's it. You nailed it.
All right,
close enough. Who cares? I mean, we don't even like us. So
WTMM.
There it is.
Yes. We don't even like
Albany Sports Leader.
Right. Yeah. 104.5 The Team. We don't even like us. It's really how
that stands.
We'll give you your talent fee later. Thank you.
So I think it's important that you know, because Gaza's wife has a crush on you.
She does. I was going to tweet out a nice thing because we're having a baby boy come this June.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes.
Man.
She's a big fan of the show. She calls it the Stugatz Show with that other guy, which
yep.
I know you appreciate.
I do.
We're thinking about names. Stugatz Kozlowski is what we're tossing out there, the baby boy.
Please make that happen.
Okay.
I will come on every week with you if you make that happen. Wait, you want to call and a small check. You want to.
There it is. It's waiting for it.
But I'll use it all on the baby, okay?
Yeah. Not your baby.
Baby. So congratulations, man.
Thank
it's very
you.
Exciting. So give me the name again. I want to hear that.
Stugatz Kozlowski.
Oh,
a little Polish
God.
At the end.
Beautiful. He's got to do that, right?
Right. Well, that's why the show's Levack and Gaz. We don't do the whole, we don't want to put the listeners through that. That's too much. It's too much.
Is my name in serious consideration?
I will show
the
you.
Baby's name? Because I'm telling you, man, I want you to stay married. I want your wife to be happy. I don't think this is a good idea.
She's
you
a
know
gigantic
what
man.
I'm showing you the text right now. Stanza, you can confirm this as well if you want. You can read
well,
that.
Well, yeah, because no one's
right
going to believe Stu.
Yeah, no, okay. Definitely not. But I mean, you might, it seems like you might actually be her hall pass. Like it's
she can do better.
she should do better. Well, I do look like Clooney.
That's a good point. So does Clooney.
This is real. This is real. God bless you for asking your wife that. God bless your wife for not divorcing you on the spot. This is real. This is. Please get it done.
Yeah. Levack does not know the name of the baby boy yet. I've kept it a secret.
And not only that, get the wife on the podcast.
Wow. Yeah, she's way more interesting than you guys.
Well, no, that goes without saying. She's like a 6 foot tall blonde former volleyball player. Yeah, she's
right.
Way more. He's
call
way out of
breeder.
His league. He's way out of his league.
Here
you go.
Here
kid's
is going to
be 12 feet tall like, day one.
Here is some incentive straight to the NBA.
Right. Yeah, the local hoops teams, all the colleges are already signing.
Albany,
Siena.
Albany's got a nice little lacrosse team, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yep.
Here is some incentive for you, okay? If you name your child after me, I will have both you and your wife on Stupidity to discuss it again.
Wow.
I think they do it without that. You saw the text.
Yeah, but you know, if someone's going to name a child, Stanza, get him on.
Stanza, it's on you now.
Yeah.
June 2020, Syracuse, New York. We get Stugatz there to potentially see the birth of Stugatz Kozlowski, the first Stugatz baby.
Wow.
A lot of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure.
You want to negotiate the
talent? I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to happen.
Right, right. Are you willing to
get hopes of it? It's not going to happen.
Stupidity! All right, let's take a minute here for Upstart. Between hitting the gym, eating cleaner, or learning a new skill, there's a lot of ways we could better ourselves in the new year, but I can't think of one that's more important than starting the year off tackling high-interest credit card debt. My friends at Upstart.com are here to help. Upstart is the revolutionary lending platform that offers smarter rates to help you pay off high-interest credit card debt. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter rate. How about that? Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score. They believe in you. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score. That's very important. Will not affect your credit score. The hard pull happens if you accept your rate. The best part? Once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. The next day, over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards or meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment. Do it with Upstart. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot. And hurry to upstart.com/Stu to find how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/Stu.
Stupidity! Stu Gotts joining us. Of course, you hear him and watch him daily on Dan Le Batard with Stu Gotts. And also now the Stupidity podcast with Le Batard and Friends South Beach Sessions.
Stupidity!
It's remarkable what's happened with your show and the obvious offshoots of it, because it's become like the biggest radio show in the country. Literally, the numbers indicate as such.
Yes.
And who could have foreseen that?
Not us.
For sure.
I'm telling you, not us. I remember. So the biggest numbers in the country, like people get, Dan says it all the time with biggest sports radio. I mean, listen, we're telling you it's facts, right? There are like 10 million downloads on the podcast every single month.
You're not saying best, you're saying biggest. It's quantifiable.
Yes, biggest. We don't know if we're the best. In fact, if you ask us, we think we're the worst. I mean, and we really do. And people who really know us know we're genuine, because there are times like we are sinking and drowning, mm-hmm. and we know we are, but we just sink more into it.
Keep going.
It's the only way to do it, rather than trying to pull yourself out and try to be radio professional.
Right. Amen. Stu Gotts joining us live from Radio Row. So back to Dan's wedding. What happened? You arrived super late. Your shirt was untucked. You had a drink in your hand. Explain. Where were you coming from?
Shirt was untucked. I mean, I was coming. The lengths I went to go to that man's wedding. I mean, I deserve something. He should have given me a gift. I mean, so I listen. I knew about the wedding. I when he sent me the invitation, I told him I have a lacrosse tournament that weekend, an important one. I coach my daughter's lacrosse team, and they just happen to be a top five team in the country. And so we finally got to the good part where they're getting recruited. Uh-huh. And so I wanted to be on the sidelines with the kids. Coaches are recruiting them. So I flew. We had a game that day. I flew back. Flight was delayed an hour. So I flew from Baltimore to Fort Lauderdale. Got in my car. Drove down to where Dan's wedding was down in Miami. Mm-hmm. I had not shaved, showered, and done anything.
That a boy.
I did all of that in someone's driveway. Okay?
You don't know who.
Right next to where the venue was.
Wow.
So I brought my toiletry bag. I brought a change of clothes. I actually left it in the car. Pulled in some guy's driveway. I was shirtless in the driveway. I was pouring bottled water in my hair. I was brushing my teeth. The guy came out.
Unreal.
He said, "Is everything okay?" I said, "What do you mean?"
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
He said, "You're shirtless in my driveway.
Pouring water on your head.
And you're brushing your teeth. What do you mean? What do you mean? What do I mean?" And so,
it's a homeless person in my driveway.
And then, but as Dan pointed out, only I could show up 3.5 hours late to his wedding. Shirt untucked, with sneakers on, and steal the wedding.
Now, a lot of us have known you for a long time, and of course, Steve and Craig and Evan and Josh. And I'm curious, though, when you go to Bristol, you go to New York City, what do they make of you? Because we know you.
Oh, they love them. Yeah, they love them. I don't get it, but they love them.
No, they love it. Listen, everyone's trying to flee Bristol, and I'm the one person who's like, yeah, I'll go there.
You kidding me?
Because I... Listen, you grow up and you do what we're all doing, right? Mm-hmm. At any level, you have at some point to have loved and appreciated ESPN.
Right.
Right? You've had to. Like, the history of the place, it means a lot to me. And so for me getting into the business, it was one of two things. Like, I wanted to be at WFAN or I wanted to be at ESPN.
Amen.
Get me to either of those places and I'm good. I'm at one of those places.
But I'm not actually there. I'm not in Miami. Right. So when I go to Bristol, it's like a playground to me.
It feels special for you. It's like Cooperstown.
The first time I went, I'll never forget. I have pictures of it. I took pictures with my daughter. I'm walking through the Baseball Tonight studios. Mm-hmm. That means a lot to me.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm on the first take set. I got a chance to host it one day. That means a lot.
But you know
to
what?
Me.
Never lose that, because right. You don't ever become jaded that it's just, oh, I got to work. I always tell people it's not got to, you get to.
Yes.
You get it. You were bartending, you went to CSB, sports radio. We don't got to go to work, we get to. Because
yes.
There was a point that you prayed for the opportunity.
100%.
And so every time you walk into Bristol, I hope you feel the same way, that, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm here.
I do. I feel the same way when I'm here, Radio Row.
Yeah.
This is a similar type feeling.
Did you
here.
Go bother Russo?
What's that?
Did you go bother Russo?
Oh, no, but I will.
Yeah.
I mean,
I saw him walk in, and yeah. I was like,
I bothered Russo from afar for a while. But I'll be doing it to his face at some point. The goal for me and Stanzik this week is to get Christopher Mad Dog Russo on the podcast with me. So, and I think I'll do it.
America loves you because you're Oscar Madison, right, from Odd Couple. You just live your life. Your feet are up, cigars, tuna sandwiches. You're relatable because you're the guy that'd be the great uncle, right? It's like,
yes.
Oh, I wish he was my uncle.
Yes.
Because every man that's driving to his job, his kids are paying the ass, the wife's nagging him, and you're just disrupting Dan, and you can hear Dan just being like, I can't right now.
Yes.
They relate to you.
They do, and I'm grateful for that. I'm relatable. I mean, I just am. I always say, listen, there are a million people doing this for a living who know far more about sports than I do, and I know a lot about sports. Mm-hmm. I'm a big sports fan, though. You never know it from the type of show that we do, but I am a big sports fan. I'm lucky enough to have a platform, to have a microphone, to talk about it, but there are people in their cars who listen on a regular basis who know more about sports, but I'm relatable. I like to think that I'm entertaining, but I think the relatable part really helps our show because Dan is not relatable at all. Mm-mm. And so that gets back
Correct.
To how we started this conversation.
Yep.
He is living a different life than we're all living.
Correct.
And I'm living the same life that we're all living for the most part. And I like to share that life with our audience on the radio. I think it's
tremendous.
It's such a personal meeting, right?
Yeah.
Where you're allowed to kind of stretch out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And if you're willing
yeah.
to give
sure.
up a little bit of yourself, of your life, of your experiences at home, it will do wonders for you with the audience. It really will.
Stupidity!
Get that headset on. We'll do our ceremonial hug later. Oh, wait a second. We gotta turn up the mic.
Atta boy. Listen, this is radio.
Gonna hold this too? Oh, geez.
Now, listen. I'm providing you with content, and you're gonna provide me with the same exact content, and I'm gonna run it on Stupidity. How about that? We kill two birds with one stone.
Oh, this is great, man. I love it, man.
Yes.
So, did you sleep last night? I don't think you probably did because you're so excited about September and officially knowing that you're gonna be coming to Stu Gonstant.
Yeah, I cannot get rid of you guys.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. We're like something you'd catch on South Beach.
What I love about your setup here, yes, you are. What'd you catch? Sioux Falls. A case of the Sioux Falls. I mean, good God.
So this Radio Row thing, man, have you ever done this before other than this?
What do you mean?
Like the Radio Row stuff. Did you ever done this?
What do you mean?
I mean, come on, man. You've been on the Levitard show.
No, I've never had a handler taking me around, okay?
That's what you call this guy?
No, I mean, Stan's my producer, my friend, Martindale, wherever the hell he is.
He's
the handler, yes. He's handling Gojo right now. I have the record for owning 5 consecutive Radio Rows.
Owning them?
Yeah, listen, this is a playground for me. This is like it's heavenly for me. You get to see people you haven't seen in a while. You get to see people who look a lot older than the last time you saw them. You get to see old friends. You get to see some new people cracking into the business. And so, yeah, just have a blast. I treat it like, I treat it like a playground because that's what it is. I mean,
it's an adult playground for an individual, a species named Stugatz.
It's a sports radio playground. I love it. I could be out here all day and I will be out here all day. Levitard, never. Me, I would live here.
Do you take any of the prop bets?
Well, yeah. Every time a coin is tossed, song is sang, a yard is gained, a yard is lost, a punt is punted.
There's wagering on it?
Yeah, I will.
See, don't lie to me. You
I
have definitely bet on the South Korean national team at least a couple of times.
Listen, I have not gone to your depths of sadness.
I appreciate that. All right, final question. Very, very important here. Are you bringing your family to Stugatz?
Hell no. You're lucky I'm bringing me, Jeff.
I told my producer earlier, man, I wonder what it feels like to win a Nobel Peace Prize, but I feel like I got pretty close yesterday with what I accomplished over there at the show, man.
Did you check that contract, by the way?
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah. I sent it to your wife. She said it's the absolute your signature. You're going to be
there.
But
more importantly, an attorney. Because if you look very closely, the name I signed was not mine.
Yeah,
it was Dan Levitard.
I love it, man. I love it. I can't wait to see Dan at Stu Gotts Day.
Dan Day!
Yeah, I'm not kidding you, man. What was so funny right after we got off the phone, Betfred, who runs the sports books at the casino near our place,
right,
and the casino themselves both emailed me and said, you got as much free play as you need, man.
Really? Betfred?
Yeah, Betfred.
Stay to get him on.
That's all you need. Betfred, put him on. He needs some live reads. Hey, man.
I want muscles on the podcast.
You want all those Tinder secrets,
yes,
don't you?
Yes.
Oh, boy, watch out, man.
Whoa.
All right, well, have fun the rest of the way.
Right.
Don't get into too much trouble, and please stay out of jail between now and August, because we look forward to having you in September.
Thank you. I've set the bar so low.
Yeah, you
have. I will do my best. Sioux Falls, I'm coming for you. I love you, and Jeff has done. Jeff, thank God, Sioux Falls, you have a Stu Gotts in your market, because that's the reason this is happening.
Stupidity!
In Miami, Radio Row, Mike, Ryan, Scott Grayson, Mosher, and Josh are back in the studio. They will grab you after this, but rumor has it that you have made plans to have drinks with 15 different, but we did not make that cut.
No, but I can make it 16 if you want.
Right.
I have plans with 15 people tonight to have drinks
because
at 7:30, all at different locations.
We know that you had a...
And of the 15, I might know 9 of their names, maybe. Maybe.
Well, we know you had an 0-for-14 streak recently gambling.
Thanks.
So we figured that 0-for-14 on making plans would be perfect.
Listen, I will make plans with everyone here, and I will be asleep by 7:15 tonight. And that's how it works.
All right, Stu Gotts, we are playing Get to Know with our guests this week.
Okay.
Our first guest was Mike Golic Jr. earlier, so we had his answers.
That's my man.
We will compare them to your answers now.
Okay.
Ready?
Now, you're asking me questions about myself or Mike Golic Jr.? I know more about Gojo than I do about myself.
Here we go. Music is very dramatic. Let's get to know Stu Gotts.
It's going to get weird.
Stu Gotts, are you a short shower or long shower?
I am a... that's a good question. I am a... No, it really is. It's in fact, it's the best question I've been asked on this radio tour.
Wow.
I'm a long shower. I enjoy a nice hot shower. I take my time in the shower, so right. I take a long shower.
Long shower.
Yes.
All right, here you go. Another
writing
one.
Writing it down? Why are you writing it down?
We got to compare.
Yeah. How many second graders do you think you could fight off before becoming overwhelmed?
Wow. That's the second best question I've been asked. how many second graders before it became like problematic?
Yeah, before you were in trouble.
I want to say, I don't know, 50 maybe? 50? What do you say?
Wow.
Six?
Seven?
750.
Golic Jr. said 200.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, when you get to double digits, you're in trouble. No way, right?
Yeah, but you're also banking on being smart and figuring out how to, like, you know, mobilize and... Gojo's a big dude, man.
All right, let's refocus here.
Sorry.
Wait, Gojo versus 200 second graders. Wait, Gojo's out of his mind?
He didn't have the mental capacity yet.
Yeah. Get Gojo on the podcast.
All right. Alarm goes off. Stu Gotts, right up or hit the snooze?
Right up.
Wow.
I know that surprised a lot of people, but... That snooze button, man, that thing will haunt you. Like, you just keep...
He's got Atlantic City Nights on the snooze button. Yeah.
No, it's just, it's 10 minutes. It's not even 10 minutes. Like, my snooze button's 10, right? It's like, it's not comfortable sleep. You're sleeping with it's like anxious, you know? Because you know it's coming again in like
fear.
6 minutes, right? And so, no, I just, listen, when I set it, I set it. When it goes off, I get up.
Fair.
I get on with it.
Stu Gotts is out to dinner with friends, like tonight. Do you split the bill evenly, itemize, or pay the whole thing?
Well, which friend am I out with? I mean, I'm out with Levitard because he's picking up the whole thing. Dan does this weird thing. He gets up on the table. He doesn't want you to think that he's paying for it. We all know he's paying for it. And then, voila.
voila.
Let's think. He does it. He does it every time. It's so annoying. If I'm out with Dan, he's paying for it. It depends who I'm taking out. If I take our staff out, like our producers and all that, I am paying for it. If I somehow find myself at a Dan Patrick, there's no way in hell I am paying for it, okay? That is DP. So it depends who I'm taking out. I take our staff out, I pay for it all the time.
Just the last one, we got to see how it compares to Golic's.
Okay.
If you were a fart, would you rather be the loud and proud type or the silent but deadly type?
Loud and proud. I mean, all day. Loud, it is a good question. In fact, steal some of these questions. Let's use them on the commodity, okay? I am a loud
I mean, and... pending approval, sure.
Yeah, copyright. I have to pay you. This is the guys who struggle with both of you. I love you guys.
Uh-huh.
I'm loud and proud, man. Like,
loud
yeah,
and proud.
Yeah, when I Gojo fart, I want you to know I farted. Yeah.
But you're the fart.
Yeah, loud
in
and proud.
In this case,
you're the fart.
And I'm telling you,
like
I'm loud and proud.
Like a stick figure man with a cape with an F on it.
I get it. Around the I'm room. A loud and proud fart. Yeah. When I come out, when I come out, I want to be loud and proud. Okay? Not silent, but deadly.
Stugatz tomorrow, 10 a.m. right here on 97.3 ESPN. Find out which fart he is tomorrow at 10 on 97.3.
That is a tease. Stupidity!
Woo! Stupidity!
Is that still cool for you to
absolutely
to see a Barry Sanders?
It's cool for anybody that's got a football gene in their body. So, and those that don't. And he.
Speaking of,
I was talking about you, not our next guest.
Oh, I mean, listen, I played in high school. I mean,
I mean, we go from Barry Sanders, the great Hall of Famer, to the great fun Stu Gotz is with us.
It's a home game for you.
It is. I love it.
How's that feel?
It feels great. It's even more of a home game doing it down here and staying down here because I've carved 2 hours off of my commute, staying two blocks away here at a hotel. So it's listen, it's always fun to host a Super Bowl, right? Yeah. It's you get to showcase your city. The city's been great to me. It's been great to Dan. The audience has certainly been great and kind of catapulted us to ESPN and national radio. And so, yeah, it's always fun to not have to travel for the Super Bowl and have everyone travel to you. Although, let's be honest, Levitard ain't going anywhere.
No, so I was going to say.
He's not even going to come here. So
what
we're
is it,
three blocks away.
I was going to say 4 blocks away.
That is fantastic.
Has anything odd happened yet today?
With Dan?
No, just in general. Just here in the building.
It's weird. Like, the whole thing is weird. Like, walking past the NFL Network studios and having, like, former players yell out stupidity. Like, what the hell, man?
That's great. Podcast life.
I know, but, like, why? Like, I pinch myself every day. I think we all do, right? We were just talking about Dan and I have been doing this 17 years. You guys have been doing this, what, 13, 14 years?
Going on 14,
those are incredible runs in this business. And so, I got into it wanting to land at ESPN or WFAN. I landed at ESPN and I pinch myself every day that I get to do this. I call this work. This is work. It doesn't feel like work to me.
But the Q rating for Stu Gotz has taken off, I want to say, in the last 5 years, right?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, just like the NFL Network, people yelling stupidity.
Yeah, you know, I'm just, I feel like I'm relatable, but I owe a lot of that to Dan because he's not. So, so sitting next to him every day really helps. And I don't say that to be mean to Dan. He'd be the first one to tell
right,
you.
Yeah.
Like, he's living a completely different life and has been for a while than the one I'm living and most people are living. And so that helps me become infinitely more relatable. Here's single Dan, who is now married. But up until recently, it was single Dan three on South Beach, 3 blocks from the studio, had no responsibilities, no overhead, and I got all the stress and anxiety in the world with 2 kids and a wife at home. And so we've lived completely different lives, and I think that's helped me become relatable. Getting back to the Q score, that's probably really helped it out. Like, yeah, people, and I open up my life. I tell you about my life. I tell you about my kids. And I think that's, I was telling another radio show earlier, that's really a key. Because they want to feel like
they know you.
You. And you have kind of a wide range here where you have time to stretch out and give them some of your life. And if you just give them a little peek inside your life, I think it does wonders for you.
Do you remember the first time all of our paths first crossed? Not physically, but when we on the radio or when we were all sort of introduced to each other?
For me and Tommy, it was in a bathroom in Bristol. Yes. And he was brushing his teeth.
I mean,
and today is the first time I've seen him outside of a bathroom not brushing his teeth.
I was going to say, you could just stop with you and I and met in the bathroom. That just leaves a little mystery.
Weren't we all on the air, though, together before then even? Like, wasn't that, I want to say, like, in 2010.
I think it was Derrick Rose, LeBron, all that
and
stuff.
And the dancing, and, like, you know how your catchphrase, the catchphrase for one of the many of the Levitard show is, you don't get the show. Like, if someone comes after these guys, you just don't, you don't know what the show's about and everything. And that was me in 2010 when, like, I had a radio war with Levitard, right?
Yes,
when we were all together because I was defending Derrick Rose.
Yes.
And like you guys were going after him for not smiling up on the stage with LeBron.
You know what happened? He got married, had 2 kids, and relaxed, and all of a sudden life became different.
Well, Tommy, here's the other funny thing that happened along the way. He now realizes
that we didn't care about the argument.
You didn't care. That's what I, and I did, and that's what I didn't get. So it, I was like, I didn't get the show either.
Right. Yes. So I mean, listen, we're just, it's funny. I was telling this story. Tariq Cohen was on with us. Obviously, you guys know Tariq. And he was like, no, man, the players love your show. And I'm like, because I'm trying to get him to go to a bar mitzvah with me, okay? Lefko took him to a deli. I want to up the stakes and take him to a bar mitzvah, do the horror, do the whole thing. Manischewitz. Tariq Cohen was like, the players love your show. And I said, okay, they don't come on. He's like, well, there's layers of media that we can't, you know, but the players love your show. And I think what he was trying to say, and he actually came out and said it, we love that you're not coming after us. You're coming after the people who come after us. You're almost mocking them.
Right.
And so that's the show. Just so, sure. So we're on the, that's the show. We didn't care about that argument. Right.
Well, but, I know
but,
that now.
But I think the relationship got turned around once Tommy realized that Mark Hochman, who was our producer at the time, still has a Tom Waddle jersey.
Yes. I just saw him. We talked about
so
it just a minute ago.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
It's great. And we did, in fact, meet, I think, for the first time in person in the restroom.
Brushing teeth.
Yes, and I was brushing teeth. My teeth. Yes. I always take my toothbrush to the bathroom. I don't know why.
Do you take – I mean, weird. I don't – I like to brush my teeth. I like to have fresh breath.
Right.
I don't take my toothbrush anywhere, though. Do you?
No. I didn't bring one here. I mean, I'm staying here for 3 days. I'll borrow yours, Tommy.
Fine by me. I'm good with it. Listen, no. I'm 52 with four kids. Basically, life's over for me.
It is.
You can have my toothbrush if you want.
Right. Well, that's what happens, right? The more kids, the older you get, you stop trying.
Yeah,
the
course,
ear hair grows out.
That's right.
Oh my,
tell me
about that. What do I need to look good for?
Exactly.
Or smell good for?
Stupidity!
All right, a lot of fun. Radio Row gave you a little inside look, little fly-on-the-wall access there to my radio tour that I did on Wednesday. Bounced around local stations to local stations. Had a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. Some more fun than others. I have done two episodes of Stupidity this week. I mean, seriously, more bang for your buck. I mean, how about that? And feel free to thank me. Anyone out there want to thank me? I mean, I did two for the price of nothing.
Yeah, not more bang for your buck.
I mean, I get bonus material, and I got no bonus.
Yeah.
What am I doing? And I keep telling Sanzik every week, this is the last episode.
This is it.
I ain't putting my foot down. So what did I do this week? I did not one, but two. And next week, three. Subscribe, rate, and review. It's been a fun week down here in Miami. Radio Row, Super Bowl week. That day was a lot of fun. Exhausting, but a lot of fun. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Please subscribe, rate, review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. Make us the biggest podcast. Well, no, you can't. You've already done that. We're bigger than Oprah. See ya.
Stupidity!